Today I want to talk about excuses and reasons. Now, although they sound similar and people use them interchangeably a lot of times, I want to make a distinction because sometimes people have reasons why they're not doing something, but they will label them as an excuse. And once it's labeled as an excuse, you stop trying to solve it and you just try either busting your way through it or you ignore it and try and do it anyways. Let me give you an example. I worked with a lady one time, and she would eat when she got home. She got home from work and just eat all night long. And she would say, why is that happening? What's the reason for that? And she would say, well, it's because I'm tired and I just get bored. And so I just eat to do it. She goes, but that's just an excuse I use. I just need to get myself motivated and and just not eat anymore. And she's been telling herself that for years. And you may notice yourself doing this in certain areas. Now, the thing about once you label something as an excuse is you stop looking to solve it. You just think it's just some BS you're making up and telling yourself that's not really true. But sometimes it's really true. It's something that you need to look at as a reason and work to solve it. So in this instance with this woman, we looked at it as a reason, a cause. The reason maybe that you're eating is because you're tired. When you're tired, you don't have the willpower, the control state of mind to eat well. And same thing when you're bored. So if those are the reasons why you're eating, what can you do in that situation to change it? Now, all of a sudden, this allowed her to have a completely new perspective on the situation because she stopped labeling it as an excuse. So you do this sometimes and you use them as excuses. Why? But when you label it as an excuse, you're not looking for the solutions to it. When you label it as a reason, you recognize it as a cause, and then you work on solving it. So if you are eating at night, for example, it doesn't have to be, I just keep making excuses, I just got to get myself to do it. That's that willpower mentality, right? And sometimes you got to switch things up, you got to do things in a new way. Well, that's going to become a lot easier when you accept them as reasons, causes. When I'm tired and bored at night, I find that it's easier for me to eat a lot of food. That's the reason why. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to continue to do it. You just begin to recognize it as a cause and effect, the reason why you do it. Not just this excuse idea. Okay? Because excuse, as soon as you label it, downgrades it in your mind. So begin noticing what you do, and instead of describing it as an excuse, look at it as a reason. And this is the key part why this works, when you look at it as a reason, realize it's something that you can change. Take your power back and say, yeah, I'm tired when I get home, and I'm going to share with you what this lady did to change this up for herself. She said, yeah, when I get home, I'm tired and I'm bored, and so that's why I eat. So what can I do differently when I'm tired and I'm bored that will give me the body I want? And so for her, I remember specifically, she used to take a nap. She would go home and she would sleep because she was tired, so she would sleep. What an idea. But because she looked at it in that way, in that new perspective, she came up with that new solution. And so she recognized the reason why is when I'm tired and I'm bored. So now when she's tired and bored, she can do new things because she realized when she's tired and bored that she may, in the past, have eaten and used that as an excuse. But now she upgraded it to a reason and found new solutions for it. Right? So practice with this. Notice your excuses and upgrade them to reasons why you act that way and change them. Find new solutions to it, new behaviors, new answers to solving that state. And play around with it, okay? But yeah, that starts by not just saying, oh, it's just an excuse, I just got to bust through it, okay? But begin to look at it as a reason and solve it. So have a great day, and remember, nothing tastes as good as skin feels.